If you're wondering just how effective an Australia Day card is, our next guest will answer your questions. We've invited the National Sales Manager for Sharp Direct, Mark Thomas, to the studio. Besides being a big player in consumer electronics, Sharp has a huge business-to-business market too. Mark, welcome to the microphone.
A pleasure.
Mark, how does the Sharp Direct division operate?
Well, we've got 24 direct selling people that sell business to business, the Sharp range of business products, obviously, which are copiers, printers, faxes, scanners, and a whole range of software.
Let's talk about the Australia Day card. You first saw the idea in late December last year. What did you think of it then?
Well, initially I thought it was probably a unique way to stay in touch with customers. I was a little unsure. I wanted to try it first, and I didn't really have much time before I was going on leave.
So when did you send them?
I posted mine on the 20th of January to 10 of my friends and then waited.
What happened?
Well, in fact, I actually got 9 phone calls back out of the 10. I was really surprised and delighted that so many would ring back. And I guess that the attitude of the people getting them was it was a bit of fun and that they hadn't been sent an Australia Day card before. So a very unique way of staying in touch.
Impressive. A direct mail campaign that pulls 9 out of 10 responses is a direct mail campaign with a 90% response rate. And, well, they don't come much better than that. Now, I know it's only a sample of 10 people, but that incredible result has set you thinking about a follow-up campaign this year. Would you mind explaining it to our listeners?
Sure. Like most companies, my sales force go on leave around the 21st or the 22nd of December every year. They don't return until the second or third week in January, so they haven't sold anything. Most of our customers and prospects are away too, so they haven't bought anything either. And when my guys return, it usually takes a couple of days to switch from holiday mode to work time. And most of them really haven't made a sale since Christmas, so they want to get back in front of their customers so they can make some business happen. So this January, I'm going to be trying something different. I've come up with a back-to-work campaign.
What do you have in mind?
In December, I'll be asking every salesperson to compile a list of 50 names. It can be their 25 best customers and perhaps 25 of their likely prospects that they have going at the moment. The mix doesn't matter. What matters is having 50 names and 50 contacts. I'll give every salesperson 50 Australia Day cards with envelopes. All I have to do is write a short note in the card, something like, "Dear John, hope you had a great break, look forward to seeing you soon," and sign it. That's all they'll do. They seal the envelope, leave it in the office before they go away.
Ah, so they'll be posted when they get back, around the 20th of January.
Yep, that's right. We'll wait a couple of days after Australia Day, just to see how many call us.
Mark, what results are you expecting?
Well, I think that every rep will probably get some calls back. And obviously the call back to the rep is going to give the rep some confidence to start going out and digging up some new business. But to have that sort of response, maybe 10 or 20 of them will come back to him. If he gets 30, then obviously he's going to feel a lot better about the campaign. If we, in fact, can beat that 90% that I got last year, then obviously they're going to feel pretty chuffed about something that's actually provided them with some good prospects or some good contacts to start the new year with.
And I guess you'll follow up the customers that haven't called back.
Well, it's fair to say that although customers haven't phoned us back, it doesn't mean that we won't get on the phone and ask if they've received the card and what impact it may have had on them. It's just sometimes that people get very busy and may not have time to pick up the phone, but I can assure you if we actually pick the phone up, give them a call, they'll remember the card.
Mark, there'll be a lot of people listening to your plan for a back-to-work campaign that will be a little sceptical, just like you were 12 months ago. Well, what advice would you pass on to them now?
Well, I guess it's fair to say that when something new comes along, you can either adopt an attitude of picking up with it and running with it and doing something and trying it, and that's why we did a little trial, or you can be sceptical and not try at all. But if you don't change the way that you're doing business, your business isn't going to improve. And so we thought we would actually try this again on a larger scale, and I think we're going to have a very pleasing result.
Mark, good luck with your cards, and thanks for your time today. I hope you get 100% results. In fact, I almost know you will.
A pleasure.